continue our studies in Christmas. The theme is Christmas. 2 weeks ago, we started Christmas in Isaiah. Last week, we studied Christmas with Mary's discoveries. And today, we have a question about Christmas. Why a manger and not a mansion? Why a manger and not a mansion? In Luke chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says here, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now what a night of miracles. First you had the taxation which took place. In verse number 1, it says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. There's a great miracle that took place in arranging the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, because the Bible said in Micah chapter number 5, verse 2, that that's where he would be born. So there had to be a miracle that took place. There had to be a movement that took place there. And I don't know what happened. Maybe Caesar Augustus was reading some historical papers, you know, that the Holy Spirit of God used to prompt him. Verse 2 says, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. So perhaps he is, you know, God woke him up in the middle of the night and he was reading these papers and said, well, you know, this is a good way to get a census. It was God's way of getting Jesus, Mary, to Bethlehem so he'd be born there. So whatever the circumstances, we do know that it was God controlled. God wanted to fulfill prophecy that had been prophesied in Micah. And so there. Another thing, the trip to Bethlehem was a miracle in itself. It was quite a journey for Mary and Joseph to get from Bethlehem down there to from Nazareth to Bethlehem. You know, I believe some people guesstimated or estimated to be about 60 to 70 mile trip. And they didn't go by a car. They didn't have a minivan. They went by foot and donkey, and that was quite a travel. I don't know, ladies, we see quite a few ladies here, and I'm sure some of you have been with child in your life, and I'm not sure that I would want to travel 60 miles and, you know, as a man on a donkey. But that was quite a miracle in itself to get her there. And then the timing, according to Galatians chapter 4, in the fullness of time, God brought forth his son. And the timing itself was a miracle. It was a time whenever God moved into the events. You remember last week we talked about the silent 400 years from Malachi all the way to Matthew. And so that was a miracle. And then the incarnation of Christ. You know, it says in John chapter 1, verse 14, it was that he was, the Word was made flesh. And so that in itself was a miracle. Though the question today, why a manger? I mean, it was God himself robed in flesh. I mean, God came down. I don't know a whole lot about heaven, but I do know that it's a beautiful place described by God. Matter of fact, the Bible says, I have not seen, ear have not heard the half. It's a beautiful place. Gates, you know, street of gold, gates of pearls. A wonderful place where, you know, God has been preparing for many, many years. A mansion, it says there in John, for us, we that know him for Savior. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. If we go to prepare a place, I will come again. So he's been preparing it for a long time. I mean, look at the beauty of the world. In 6 days, God created everything that we enjoy. I don't know, is it still seven wonders of the world, or is it eight? Eight wonders, I don't know, that they talk about where people travel. You know, I haven't, I've been to the Grand Canyon, beautiful place. You know, go look at the Grand Canyon and all the beauty there, especially when the sun sets, you know, and the sun hits that red clay, and boy, it's a beautiful place. You know, think about all the beauty that we enjoy here on earth, and God created in 6 days. So many, many years. Jesus has been preparing a place for you and for me, we that are his children. So, you know, he's in this beautiful place, and he comes to earth in a virgin's womb, and when he's born, God, the sovereign God of the universe, in a manger. Why a manger? So these are the thoughts. Why a manger, not a mansion? I believe that the manger itself is a perfect picture of His rejection, that He would be rejected throughout time. The Bible says that He came to His own, and His own received Him not. And so He came into the earth. He was put in a womb by the Holy Ghost, into the Virgin Mary. And they traveled all those miles, get there to the inn. And the Bible says there in verse 7, there was no room for them in the inn. I mean, it was completely full. Why was all these people in Bethlehem? A business of taxes. I mean, they were there because there was a decree that was given by Caesar. They weren't all on vacation. They traveled because there was a decree of business that must be taking place. And I'm going to just be honest with you today. There's many times in our life, because of business, we reject Christ. We simply do. We could, listen, in our business travels, in our business affairs, we could be and around the things of God, but there's just sometimes we just choose to reject Christ because of business. Now, listen, there are sometimes we travel on pleasure. I believe Brother Urban and his wife is down on pleasure. Their church, because the church anniversary, bought them a vacation package, sent them down here to relax and rest, and they're going to go to Disney World tomorrow. Brother, you're away from your church. You could have just stayed over in the hotel and went over to Disney today. But he chose not. He chose to make room in his inn. This is his inn, the body, for Christ on the Lord's day. But there's times that we don't do it. There's times because of pleasure that we do not. Listen, there's times, just simply because others. All of a sudden, family drives into town from out of town, and, they're only here for a week anyway. They didn't come all the way to Orlando to come to the house of God. And because of others, we reject, and there's no room. We're having fun, aren't we, Brother Johnson? I'm just being honest with you. I believe the reason He came in a manger was to picture the rejection that would come. Go with me to John. John chapter number 1. Perfect picture of the rejection that would take place in Christ's life. In John chapter number 1. Verses 1 through 14 is an amazing rejection message. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Now, verse number 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I guarantee you this, dear friend, that the inn owner, the owner of the inn, the one who that it was his facilities, it was his place of business. If he would have thought for 1 minute and knew for 1 minute that it was God Himself that He was about to send out into a manger, listen, I believe with all my heart He would have probably evicted somebody. He would have found somebody in there and said, "Listen, you're going to have to go because we need the presidential suite. You've got to go out. You go to the manger. Here's a refund. And you go out there. We've got to put God." He didn't know. He just knew his inn was full. He had no place to put him. He did move in his heart and said, "Wait. I'm so, the condition. Mary's pregnant. Only thing I have is a stable." I wonder how many times wait a minute, we know God. "What? Know you not? Your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost." First, I thought this was about Christmas. It is. It's all about Christmas. Christ is the reason. And if we're saved this morning, the Holy Ghost of God lives inside of us and lives inside of this temple. This man knew not that this was God, but you and I choose I wonder who would be more accountable for their choices, the man at the inn or you and I? See, it was God. Look at verse number 3. Verse number 3. Notice God, but all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The very wood that was built and used to raise up this inn, the very wood and the mortar and the materials and the stable and all the, everything was made by the one that was fixing to be born in a manger. I mean, we're talking not only God Himself, but He is Creator of all things. Look at verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Verse 11. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The reason I believe, number one, that it was in a manger, because it would picture the rejection that He would face. There's many today that will sit here under the sound of my voice that know in our hearts there's been times in our Christian walk that we have rejected God and the things of God. There may be someone sitting here today who's never, ever accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, but today could walk out of this church rejecting God once again. So I believe it was reason it was a manger because it's a perfect picture of His rejection. I'm asking this morning, will we recognize the God of heaven, the sovereign God of the universe, the one who built everything and He's made everything, according to John chapter number 1, He is the Creator of all. Will we continue with the knowledge that we're receiving this morning to walk in rejection of God? And say, there's just simply no room in the inn right now. What inn? The end of our life. Our life, it's a picture of the inn. He shows up, He knocks on the door, can I come in? What's the Bible say in Revelation? I stand at the door and knock. If any will open the door, I'll come in and sup with them. Just the thought this morning about Christmas. And it's a wonderful time of the year, dear friend. I mean, I enjoy this time of the year. I really enjoy this time of the year. Sister Jill was telling me yesterday about a program that comes on television about all these people who put up Christmas lights and they put lights all over the house, and they're judged by people about the greatest light show for Christmas. And boy, I tell you, this year I have really enjoyed putting up lights. I've enjoyed it. Down the road here from the church, if you go down past Austin Tyndall Park at night, and maybe tonight be a good time for doing it, right down the road, right past Austin Tyndall Park on the left-hand side, there is a guy down there. Dear friend, he's making me envious. I mean, I'm coveting him. He's probably got 100 blow-up dolls in his yard, different angels and mangers and Rudolphs and all kinds of stuff, gingerbreads. I mean, lights everywhere. I mean, he has got it going on down there. I love this time of year. But we cannot allow the lights and the ornaments and the materialistic times of this hour to rob us of the very presence of Jesus Himself. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And this verse, in this chapter, which we just looked through, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, it tells us that he would come to his own. You know, the Bible says if we're his and we're saved and we're bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are not our own. He owns us. We belong to him. And I know without a shadow of a doubt in my heart that Jesus daily, hourly, minute by minute desires a relationship with me. Will I make room for him today? Secondly, I believe that the manger actually pictures his redemption. I believe that not only does it picture his rejection, I believe it pictures his redemption. The Bible says there in Luke chapter 2 that there would be swaddling clothes. He'd be wrapped in a manger there. And what do you find around mangers? What do you find around stables? Animals. What does the Bible say in John chapter number 1? And I believe verse number 29. It says, "Behold the Lamb of God." Behold the Lamb of God. That's what John the Baptist calls him in John chapter 1, verse number 29. To be quite honest for you about this, dear friend, it's closer to get from the manger to Calvary than I do believe it would ever have been closer to get from a mansion to Calvary. Calvary was a place of death. Calvary, the hill Golgotha, was a place. Matter of fact, it says outside of the city. They're not building. Listen, you go over here in Lake Nona. Not too long ago, they were fussing and feuding about whether or not to put the Walmart and the Sam's Club there. And they were out interviewing. They were asking this one guy and said, "Why do you not want it to come here?" This was on the news. And he said, "Because we'll have all these outsiders coming in and shopping in Lake Nona." Outsiders. And the guy asked the person doing the interview, said, "Well, where do you shop right now?" You've got to shop somewhere, so that makes you an outsider somewhere. The rich people and the place people that have the funds, the people who own mansions, they didn't want a Golgotha outside their door. So they would have made sure that Golgotha, the hill of Calvary, would have been outside, away from their view. Where was the manger? Where were the shepherds? When the angels appeared, the shepherds was out on the hill. They were away from the city. And dear friend, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to have to get away from the materialistic things of this world and get away from the wealth and riches of this world, because the Bible says that Jesus gave up his riches and gave up his wealth and became poor, that you and I might become rich. So I believe that the manger not only is a perfect picture of his rejection, it is a perfect picture of redemption. Anybody could walk up on a stable. How many guards have you seen at a stable? I don't know about you, but I enjoy Gladiator. I've probably told you this 100 times. I watched Gladiator again this week. I think I've watched Gladiator no less than 60 times now. Honestly, I'm being honest as I can be. My kids walk in the house and say, "What's Dad's doing?" "He's watching Gladiator." Again? I love Gladiator. I love Joan of Arc, that movie Joan of Arc. I love The Last Knight. I don't know if y'all have not night like a night, not in a... yeah, with a K. I mean, that was awesome. I like The Last Samurai. These are kind of, I love it. You can't walk up on an emperor. You can't just go in there, "Hey, emperor, I'm here." You can't walk into the presence. I mean, you remember that guy from Tampa got in all kind of trouble for flying that glider over inside the White House lawn. I mean, he didn't even get in the door. You can't just walk up on a mansion. But anybody can come up on the stage. And Jesus was saying, I'm born in a manger because everybody can approach me. You didn't have to get an invitation. You didn't have to get a guide. When we read about the story of the shepherds showing up, they just showed up on the scene. It was Jesus, Joseph, Mary, some little animals, and the shepherds. Anybody could approach the stable. And anybody can approach the cross of Calvary. Even the timing, go with me to Galatians if you would. Even the timing of the scriptures teach us that it was about redemption. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse number 4. The very timing ties redemption to the stable. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The Bible says this in Galatians 4, 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, verse 5, to do what? To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. You know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 8, that He endured the cross even unto the death. So the fact that He came down in Philippians 2, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8, talks about Him being equal with God, becoming man, and not counting it robbery to be God, to be equal with God, and so much that He endured the death of the cross. Go with me to Revelation. The book of Revelation, chapter 5. We're going to look at several verses here in Revelation about the Lamb. With this thought in mind, redemption. They were looking for the Lion of Judah, but the Lamb of God came. Revelation chapter number 5 and verse number 9. Revelation 5 and verse number 9. The Bible says there in Revelation 5, 9, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, and Thou hast slain and hast what? Redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our King, our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne of the beast and the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. So He came in that manger as a picture of redemption. It was a Lamb. In Revelation 13, it says that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth. The reason I think it was a manger and not a mansion, because it pictured His rejection. How many of you today, be honest with me, not knowing the story, there's a stable, there's a mansion. I got a better one. How many of you? There's Walt Disney. And there's a little old bitty carnival. Which one would you choose? On looks alone. Disney World, you know it. And they're not paying for this advertisement. I've lived here 8 years and I've been to Disney World one time. Or is it twice? Twice? See, the second time I didn't remember. I'm not advertising for it. I'm just being honest. We would choose over this. But how many can afford the carnival? And how many go in debt for Disney? Jesus said, I paid it all on the cross of Calvary. So I believe it was a major because it pictured the rejection. We would reject the carnival. We'd choose Disney. We would reject the stable. We would choose the mansion. But he says, come unto me. It's a picture of redemption. Not only is it a picture of rejection, redemption, it's a picture that of reachability. We can all obtain and go to a carnival. I think yesterday y'all went over to Gaylord Palms and visited the ice show. I think, you know, beautiful. If you've never been, enjoy it. Go over and visit. Go inside. I think they said it was 9 degrees inside the ice show yesterday. Beautiful. I mean, enjoy it. But not everybody here can afford the visit. Not everybody can visit the White House. Not everybody can visit. I remember being in Germany, and my wife and I and the kids and I, we visited several castles years ago. Enjoyed it. I couldn't afford to go back right now. But I can reach Calvary. Amen. Because it doesn't cost me nothing. See, the stable was reachable. Listen, he chose the manger. He was God. Do you not remember John chapter 1? He was God, sovereign God. You know what he could have said? Nah, I don't think so, because Mary, she's espoused to a carpenter. How about we choose this little lady over here because she's a princess? She's espoused to a prince. I think we'll go this route. God said, there's Mary. She's found favor. And she's got a carpenter that's an espoused husband. And they're going to end up in Bethlehem because he's from that region. And there's going to be a taxation. And there's going to be no room in the inn. And I know that because he could have made it where people got delayed. He could have caused a storm. He could have caused an earthquake. And he could have got around. And he could have just caused the sun to stand still. He could have done that. Oh, he did it. But he said, it's okay. I'm choosing the manger. Because I want everybody to have access. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. This morning, if you have not chosen the Christ that was born in a manger and lived a sinless life and went to Calvary's cross, lived in a borrowed tomb for 3 days. Not lived, he was dead. Died and was put in the tomb 3 days. He lived yet again on the third day. If you have not chosen that Jesus, the very Son of God, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This morning, make that choice. Let's stand our feet. Heads bowed, eyes closed, the canvas is on the way. Brother Jim's going to lead us in a song of invitation. This morning, I'd ask you just a couple of questions. Anybody, has there been times in your life that you have rejected the God of heaven in your life? Would you come this morning and say, God, I am sorry. I have rejected you. I've given you no room in my inn. Perhaps this morning you thought that God was not reachable or obtainable. He said, because of the manger, I am obtainable. He's given free access. If you're not saved this morning, come, let us take the Bible and show you how you can have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What page?